Until recently, I had never heard of an eccentric Southern tradition called Ifing.
It's day-to-day contributor Jennifer Sharp. She's here to share a story about her latest obsession, the musical form Ifing.
The article I read about Ifing described it as a hillbilly equivalent to rap's human beatbox phenomenon, a kind of hiccuping rhythmic wheeze that started in rural Tennessee over 100 years ago. While the human beatbox artists of the 1980s, like Dougie Fresh, rendered perfect imitations of drum machines using their mouths, the original Ifers of the 1880s imitated the hogs and turkeys living in their backyards. Unable to imagine what this sounded like, I looked it up online and found evidence of a parallel universe.
You start out with the letter E. Mm-hmm. You say E. Mm-hmm. I say E, and then you go... And then you kind of gasp.
When I first heard this recording of Ifing master Jimmy Riddle, I was so impressed and repulsed that I immediately tracked down the author of the article I'd read, Deke Dickerson, and asked if I could come listen to some of his Ifing records. Indulging my curiosity, he had me over to his Burbank bungalow and started me off with Swamp Root, eefed in 1951 by a former hobo named Harmonica Frank Floyd. To the 1950s ear, this would have sounded retro, like something you'd have heard while waiting for a bottle of snake oil in a medicine show tent. It was there at the turn of the century that Ifing first leapt off Tennessee's remote plantations and back porches and into the mouths of traveling performers like Harmonica Frank. In 1963, another down-and-out singer, Joe Perkins, turned to his friend, Nashville session player Bob Moore, for help. Moore sat down and wrote his friend a song about a girl with a speech impediment. Enlisting Roy Acuff's harmonica player, Jimmy Riddle, to play the part of the verbally challenged girl, the three of them went into the studio and recorded Little Ifin Annie.
Well, I got a girl named Annie. She has an awful time, 'cause when I call her on the phone and ask her for a date, before I get an answer, I always have to wait, 'cause she goes...
Pick me up at 8.
The song's popularity catapulted both Perkins and Ifing onto the Billboard charts, where they briefly peaked at number 76. In the wake of songs that Little Ifin Annie inspired, evidence of how deeply Ifing drilled its way into the American psyche lay in the fact that even the Chipmunks recorded an Ifing single. Sadly, Deke, my Ifing guide, lost his copy of Ifin Alvin, and in my search to find another, I got in touch with Ifing Alvin himself, Buzz Kaysen, a now legendary Nashville songwriter and producer. Remarking on the single's scarcity, Kaysen told me he didn't think it ever sold more than 2 copies. Although he no longer had his copy of this elusive bomb, I was lucky enough to find a Chipmunks completist who did.
What's that called, Dave?
Ifin Alvin.
Ifin Alvin.
By 1969, who would have thought that Ifing's greatest moment was yet to come? To the delight of rural America, CBS launched Hee Haw, a country response to NBC's Laugh-In that featured Jimmy Riddle as part of an Ifin and Hambonin act.
Welcome to Hee Haw!
Suddenly, a whole new crop of fans like young Deke Dickerson were beguiled. According to Deke, Riddle's talents were best showcased in his solo single, Wildwood Eef, the so-called Ifing Stairway to Heaven. In 1981, long past Ifing's peak, Jimmy Riddle walked into a studio to do the voiceover for a sausage commercial. The copywriter, Alan Ross, threw himself against the door and wouldn't let Riddle leave until he eefed. With the tape still rolling, Riddle freestyled for the small audience of agency people. Recorded just a year before his death and sitting in Alan Ross's garage until now, this is, as far as I know, Jimmy Riddle's last recorded EF. As though touched by an invisible spark, Dougie Fresh stood somewhere in the Bronx that very same year and human beatboxed for the first time. And just a few years ago, a Found Sound remix artist from a band called the Evolution Control Committee picked up a record at a garage sale, pulled the vinyl out of its sleeve, and unleashed an old, undying spore. For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Sharp.
Start out with a letter E.
To listen to more examples of EFing, go to our website, npr.org.